KAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. A wildfire northwest of Ely has burned between 30 and 35 acres in the Superior National Forest since starting Monday afternoon. The Birch Bay fire was initially estimated at 3 acres after it was detected west of the north arm of Burnside Lake. The fire grew amid high temperatures, low humidity, and light winds. According to St. Louis County Sheriff Gordon Ramsey, no structures have been lost and the cause of the fire is under investigation.
We are reminding people of the dangerous fire conditions that exist today. If you have a campfire or anything, please make sure you're monitoring it and that it is entirely out when you're done with it. But it is very dry.
A Tuesday afternoon update from the U.S. Forest Service Management Team says additional fire crews have arrived and were working on containment lines on the northeast side of the fire. Thick forest and slash on the south side mean it's not safe for firefighters to work directly on the fire edge. The Birch Bay fire burned part of an established prescribed fire area. Crews are evaluating the lines that were already built for the prescribed fire for possible use. The public is asked to stay away from the area. House Speaker Lisa Demuth will run in the Republican primary for Minnesota governor, despite previously pledging to drop out of the race if she lost the endorsement. The party's delegates chose Army veteran and former healthcare executive Kendall Qualls on Saturday in a lengthy process that took 10 ballots to resolve. Demuth's announcement Tuesday sets up a three-way Republican primary on August 11th between Demuth, Qualls, and MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell. The winner of the primary will face presumptive DFL nominee Senator Amy Klobuchar in November. The Minnesota Reformer reports that Demuth justified reneging on her pledge to abide by the endorsement by pointing to alleged voting irregularities at the convention in Duluth. Minnesota Republican Party Chairman Alex Pleshish gave candidates the green light to go to the primary. Pleshish says the state party is still backing Qualls. He will receive access to the party's resources and be the subject of party advertising. Demuth argues her leadership in the Minnesota legislature makes her the most qualified among the GOP candidates. The primary means that the Republican candidates will be focused on campaigning throughout the summer amongst themselves, leaving Klobuchar to campaign without a known opponent. Tuesday was the last day for candidates in races eligible for a primary election to file to run for office. Girls team wrestling and esports are one step closer to becoming official Minnesota State High School League activities. The league had its final board meeting of the school year Tuesday in Brooklyn Center. The Minnesota Star Tribune reports the board approved a presenting partnership model for esports, or competitive video gaming. A similar model is used for robotics and clay target. Esports provider Fenworks will continue to lead the program, but the State High School League will host a state championship event. The board also approved emerging sports status for girls wrestling for team duels. Girls individual wrestling is already a State High School League event. The emerging status designation is an important step to it becoming a full-fledged team sport. When girls wrestling first started in 2021, 250 students competed. By last year, nearly 2,000 were wrestling. Girls flag football was also seeking emerging status, but the board tabled the discussion. The Star Tribune says the sport was expected to receive the designation because of its unmistakable growth. The Minnesota Vikings kickstarted girls flag football in the state, and teams currently play doubleheaders on Sundays so students can compete in another spring sport. The MSHSL does not allow teams to play on Sundays. The Minnesota Department of Transportation will begin construction on the Highway 6 Big Fork River Bridge on Monday. The bridge is just north of the southern junction of Itasca County Road 14, about 30 miles north of Deer River. The project will replace the current weight-restricted bridge. Traffic will not be able to cross the bridge starting Monday and will be detoured. The detour is expected to be in place through November. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is made possible by Woodland Bank, serving the area since 1920, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Woodland Bank believes in building community and serving local nonprofits like KAXE.